Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it down.
Twist it down.
Welcome back. 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Isley Brothers bringing this back from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Mitzi Perdue is here. She's our good friend, our Brain Trust member, the author of Tough Man Tender Chicken, the partner in business and in life of Frank Perdue, the man who brought chicken to the world. It was his dream, right? It was a family, a small family business, as I remember, Mitzi, and in the poultry business, and he decided that housewives across America needed more chicken.
Yeah, he was a guy who started with a father and son operation, and at the time of his death, they employed 19,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So he really did do what a lot of people dream of, which is take his small business big. Mm-hmm. But, it wasn't an easy thing. If you haven't had the training in management, he was perfectly willing to say that he made a lot of mistakes along the way, but fortunately he was able to recover.
And you know what, though? When I have people like Frank on my show and who are just amazingly successful and clearly did it on their own, I want them to tell us about those mistakes. I don't mind. I'll tell them about the successes, because that's on the list, right? I want to hear about the mistakes, but I want to hear about something else. I want to change the subject. You've been doing a lot of speaking lately.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell us what you've learned since you've been. You're now the face of that name of Frank. You're out there. Extending the life and the wisdom of Frank Perdue and Mitzi. Of course, you've always had your own persona, you've had your own credentials, but talk to us about your speaking. What have you been doing, and who have you been talking to, and what are you teaching them?
All right, the first thing that I've learned is that, to my immense surprise, I love it. It is so fun, because to interact with an audience and share things that are going to make their lives better, I have trouble thinking of something, with the possible exception of grandchildren, that I love more.
But Mitzi, you've got a natural engagement gene. You have a personality that wants to engage people and find the best in them and give something and leave more than you take. You've got that naturally in you. Everybody doesn't have that. What do you say to people who know that in their company they need to be a little more out in the marketplace than they are, but they're a little bit shy, not quite as hail fellow well met as you are? What do you say to them?
Oh, Jim, you've asked the most perfect question in the universe, because Frank was one of those people you just described. Frank was, to the end of his days, actually a very shy person. He was, there was a psychological test that we both took that shows whether you're introverted or whether you're extroverted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have a very specific way of describing it in this test, although it's an hour-long test. But the question is, are you energized by interacting with large groups of people, or does it sap your energy? And I'm somebody
right.
who, oh, my gosh, it just, it's like 50 cups of coffee. I just, there's nothing I like more. Frank was the opposite. We were very alike in many things, but in introversion and extroversion, the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and here's the point, Frank Perdue had to make himself become outgoing. He didn't want to be in the television shows. He didn't want to go out doing speaking. He simply transcended his shyness.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody, he was so shy when he started out that he told me that as a salesman, which was the first thing that he did selling feed corn, that he couldn't look the prospect in the eye. All he could do was stare at his own boots. Oh, and yet that person who was so shy and who it cost so much to be out in the public learn to do it. I think one of the great, I don't know, kind of virtues or amazingnesses of Frank Perdue was that he had limitations that he transcended. And, you know, I think one of
Isn't that the key to success in life?
Pushing
envelopes. I mean, holy mackerel! If your entire life all you do are the things that you're comfortable with, and that you can do easily, where's the excellence in that?
Well, for your older listeners who have seen Frank Perdue in the ads, I think he comes across as the most natural, comfortable, genuine, great human being, and it really captures the person. But to get to that point. I remember talking with his daughter who told me that for like weeks before he was first on camera, he was practicing around the clock, you know, like not dozens of times or hundreds of times, but thousands of times so that he'd get it right.
Yeah.
So
before you speak, do you have to do that or does it just come natural for you all the time?
I think it comes natural.
Do you ever get butterflies?
I used to years ago.
Yeah.
But right now, if I know that I'm about to have a speaking engagement,
yeah,
I look forward to it the way a teenager might look forward to a date with somebody she really likes.
Yeah. Hey, Mitzi, I need a website. You want to give us a website?
Oh, do I ever? MitziPerdue.com.
MitziPerdue. The book is called Tough Man, Tender Chicken, Mitzi Perdue. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.